Hi, everybody. Welcome back to our podcast, We Go For It. We're sharing stories and observations for the boldly aspiring. That's me, that's you, that's a lot of us out there during these turbulent times. This podcast is brought to you by Norman and Advancing Life Projects. Let us help you advance your life project. Well, thanks for joining us. This is our 365-day Best Wishes for You series. We are currently in episode 81, and our wish of the day is, may you remember to recite your affirmations, especially when you are in your most resourceful state. So what are we talking about here? I think that if you're tuning into this podcast, we all agree that affirmations are very effective tools. They can be very effective tools. But what are affirmations? What's their purpose? Why do we have affirmations? Why do we use them? Well, affirmations are a really good way of practicing certain thoughts that we want to turn into habits. It's a good way of practice, repetition, right? So when we affirm certain things, when we affirm certain thoughts, certain ideas, and we say them to ourselves on a regular basis, meaning every day, then those thoughts start to form part of our mindset, part of our mental mindset, our habitual way of thinking. So yeah, they are very, very beneficial. Affirmations can also be used to a certain degree to make us feel a little better. They could. Now, there seems to be some limit as to how much they can help us in this way. I came across a fantastic book that was actually offered to me by my wife, and it's a book by Dr. Wayne Dyer, the late Dr. Dyer, and Esther Hicks. And it's called Co-Creating at Its Best. It's a gem. It is a great book. It's a little book, but just full of resourceful thinking and actions that we can take. And there was this section on affirmations that really got me thinking. And they talk about that, well, I mean, this wish comes directly from there, that when you recite your affirmations, that you be in a really good resourceful state. And I think that the dilemma that they pose and that I find to be so interesting is that if I'm feeling weak, but I proclaim that I'm strong, this can be counterproductive. And then they ask the question, why is it counterproductive? And what should I do then? Well, it's counterproductive because you're saying something that you don't feel at the moment. You're having a bad day. You're having doubts. You're feeling bad. And here you are reciting, forcing this thinking that's just not really how you're feeling. So, you know, you have to remember that it's not about what you say, but how you feel. And the universe, you and those people around you will feel your vibration. They might hear some words, but if there is no sincerity behind them, by sincerity, I don't mean you're being insincere, but you're not really feeling that way, that's going to come out. You see, if you are in a non-resourceful state and you proclaim to the top of your lungs that you are, well, all you're really doing is highlighting the fact that you're not. Okay. Now, in order to maximize the impact of your affirmations, this effort that you are making on a daily basis, you need to be in the right frame of mind. You need to be in the right frame of mind for them to have their greatest beneficial effect. Now, of course, it's better if you can assure the right frame of mind when you wake up in the morning. That is the time when it happens. When you wake up in the morning, that you begin with some positive, constructive thinking. And if you can sustain that for at least a minute upon waking, that first minute, then other ideas in harmony with your overriding idea and vibration, they will adhere themselves to it. and you'll create a virtuous snowball effect. Okay. So, you know, you win today the night before. You read something that makes you feel good. In order for you to sleep well, you wake up in a good vibration. You wake up with good, positive, constructive thinking, and you're on your way towards having a good day, at least mentally, because you've woken up in a good vibration. You sustain that thinking that underpins the good vibration, and that will attract other similar thoughts to it. However, unfortunately, too often this doesn't happen. You know, it's the way it goes. And yet at the same time, it is better if we can recite our affirmations daily. You see, the magic lies in the habit. So we want to recite our affirmations, but we're not always in the right frame of mind to benefit fully from it. That is a bit of a dilemma. It does happen. And sometimes you just want to take a break and back off and maybe not recite the affirmations. But if you do, and if you want to maybe get yourself into a semi-positive frame of mind, we do live in an imperfect world. Well, there are a few things we can do. So what can we do to adjust our mental state, to nudge it along on a more resourceful path or a less unresourceful path? Maybe not 100% optimal, but better than where we currently are. Well, there are a few things we can do. You know, my favorite is say thank you. Say thank you often. You don't need anything specific to be thankful for. Just be grateful. Be grateful in all things. It has never not worked for me. You see, gratitude is a causative power. It's not a reactive one. The sooner you understand and act on this, the better for your general mental ruling state. Be grateful. I'm just thankful. Thank you. I'm having a really bad day. Thank you. Not for the bad day. Just thank you. You don't need something to be thankful for. Just be thankful, and you'll be amazed at how quickly your mental state starts to turn. It starts to get less negative. I didn't say more positive, but let's at least go with less negative. Step number two, take the next step. Whatever that next step may be, just take the next step, quote unquote next step. Sometimes it is literally a next step. Right, left, show up. Show up, go for it. It's like that. I mean, sometimes you don't want to do something. You're in a really unresourceful state, and you just have to break it down to the simplest action you can do right now. And just focus on that. Focus on that. And you'll start to, it's amazing when you focus on one thing, you can't think about the other thing because you're too busy focused on the one thing. You know, and of course, you know, we have the gym logic that you have to show up every day when you go to the gym, when you work out, you need to work out on a regular basis. And I'm sorry, but there are days when you just don't want to be there. And it's those days when it's really important to show up. It's really important. Why? Well, you're probably going to have a less than optimal workout. It won't be so great, but you did it. Messily, unfavorably, you did it. You got it out of the way. That one's on the books. And tomorrow, you will do it again. And most likely, we hope, you will be in a better state and you'll have a really awesome workout building on some of the actions that you took today. There's no secret here. There's an everyday process. You must do these things every day, and the affirmations as well. I have my three. I recite them every morning. I recite them when I'm walking outside. I recite them when I'm going to see a client. I just say them. It's natural. And it really, these are wonderful reminders, and they are wonderful mood changers, for lack of a better word. And they remind me of what I need to do in order to be my my better self. And we go to our third thing we can do to try and change our state, to try and get a little more resourceful so that our affirmations can actually have some impact. Ask better and better and more refined questions. Be objectively and constructively curious about solutions, about you know, how am I going to fix this problem? Let me think about it. I'm really in a bad mood. Things are not going well. I'm going to think about a really good solution for this, or at least maybe I'm going to try and ask better questions. Focus on the questions. When you focus on the questions, you stop focusing on the problem. You're focusing on a solution. I know it sounds very easy to do, but it's not. However, it's worth the try because it'll help you get into more of a curious state. I'm curious about that. When you're curious, you cannot be afraid. When you're curious, you cannot be angry. You're curious. And the more we do these things, we're going to stumble forward. We're going to succeed and live messily ever after. And that's life, guys. You're going to have great success, and which is what I wish for all of you. You're going to have great victories. You're going to have defeats. And it's going to be messy. In the retelling, it might actually smooth out a bit, as many stories do. But in the living of it, it's going to be messy. And we need to see through the mess and move forward. And by applying some of these ideas that put us in a frame of mind to maximize our benefit from the affirmation that we do, just like our workouts, like our routines that we do in order to live a better life, in order to work, to improve our mindset, we're gonna stumble forward, and we're gonna move forward, and then eventually glide forward to those big victories that we are following, that we are moving towards, and that are super important to us because they are in vibration with our values, and they reflect our deepest purposes as human beings here on Earth. And as we part ways, I share my sincere wish with you. May you remember to recite your affirmations, especially when you are in your most resourceful state. Until next time, take care, be kind to yourselves and each other, and remember that ultimately, you hold the key. Thanks for your time.